An eye for an eye makes the world blind, but my eye on a thigh means I'm at KFC. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, could barely even get through it. Thank you to Bathsheba for that catchphrase submission, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang indeed for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have an incredible show coming up a little later. We have an author. We also have a business person. A businessman, actually, didn't want to say it, but he is a businessman. But before we get to them, waste not, want not. Let's just get to it. Why are we leaving time on the table when we have a powerhouse guest here? Stars are back. That's right, on Comedy Bang Bang, and none brighter than this one. He is a stand-up comedian who had that TV show that I cannot recall title of.
This is
Those
correct.
Who Can't.
Those Who Can't. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Gino. You're not supposed to be talking.
Oh, sorry.
The show.
Sound speech.
Yeah.
You're ready to rip.
Wait, you haven't recorded? No, I'm recording.
Oh, okay. Good. Because yeah. I don't know what I have. I have like a Fisher-Price laptop here.
By the way, ever since I've been doing this at home, you've been nowhere to be found.
I can't find this fucking place. You live in the fucking mountains, bro.
Look.
Get back to the fucking guy from Those Who Can't. Enough about
me. Okay.
And
all right, Gino.
Sound speeds whenever you're ready.
Try to keep
and
a little
action,
bit quiet here because
go.
We have a big star here
you
on the show.
You got it. Whenever you're ready, Scott, and go.
Okay.
5, 4, 3.
Why do you say action and go?
Go. Action.
Okay. He had a show called Those Who Can't, and that was on for, I'm going to have to guess, 3 years.
Ran for 19 seasons.
19 seasons.
Yeah.
I was way off.
Record at the time.
Yeah. At the time. Well, sure. Now shows run anywhere from 20, 25.
Cheers blew us out of the water. The Simpsons blew us out of the water. But it started in, 1979 and ran to, what's that plus 19?
You know, that after would be that, 98.
98, the year I graduated high school. And we had a great run and just really proud of that.
So you were doing it for 19 years while you were just a toddler.
In the womb,
actually.
Through high school.
So
it was
did it
my
start
young
at
life.
Conception?
It started at my...
Does life start at conception?
No.
I always wanted to ask you.
Nope. And I'm glad you came on. There's some stem cells I'd like to get sponsoring the pod, if that's cool.
But he has a wonderful new special out called Wallpaper. It's on YouTube. Please welcome back to the show. I'm going to say this is your fifth appearance, maybe. Adam Caden Holland.
I am so happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to look this up while you talk, how many appearances you've made.
Well, I started appearing in 1979 in the womb. I was working on Those Who Can at the time, but I wanted to branch out because I was getting swallowed by the project.
I love how long you're willing to take this beat and this bit while I take a beat. You do the bit, I'll take a beat. This is your fifth appearance. How did I get that
you
right?
You nailed that.
Wow.
I didn't remember either. Five time. What do you get in the five time club?
Yeah, most people want to be in the one-timers club because those are people like Donald Glover and Ben Stiller who are so big they never came back.
Sure.
But you're in the five-timers club, which is like, you're not doing that great.
Is there a hat, t-shirt, anything?
I'll give you a hat.
I'd love a hat.
I mean, it's not a branded hat of the five-timers club
but
or Comedy Bang Bang.
A general hat?
Just a hat I don't want anymore, if you want.
A Virginia Slims hat.
Virginia Slims, great brand.
The lady cigarette.
Isn't it? It's good branding. Like, they should branch out now that cigarettes, no one really smokes them anymore. They should do other things.
Like Virginia Slims vapes?
Yeah, or like Slims. Pants. Capri pants.
Oh my God, a pair of Virginia Slims that you only wear on the Chesapeake Bay.
That's right. And the legs look like cigarettes. They have like the filter down at the bottom and all that kind of stuff.
And here's a weird sort of side, but like a little cigarette tail in the back.
That's right.
Yeah, just
I don't know
little,
what that means. A little
like
cigarette
a little
tail?
Actual cigarette hanging off the back
oh,
of the pants.
I see.
Like a little tail.
I thought that, I'm not a smoker. I thought cigarettes had tails.
No.
And I was like, wait, this is a new part of smoking that I haven't heard about.
You didn't know about the cigarette tail? That's the best part.
I thought maybe you meant the trail of smoke.
No, you
I don't
smoke
know.
The cigarette down and you eat the tail. It's the whole thing. It's the ritual of it that I miss.
Adam, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome back. You're in town for just a brief, life. It's like a scented candle out. Brief candle spots, you know, the immortal bard, all this kind of stuff. But you're here What is going on, Gino?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just, the levels are off. I'm trying to get the laughs up, but I can't do much about it.
The loofs.
The loofs. Yeah, sorry. Whatever
not the
you
laughs.
Want to call.
The
oh,
la-
yeah.
There are plenty of laughs.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing that. Yeah, okay, got it. So, all right. Well, just take it from Virginia Slims whenever you're ready.
You got
okay.
them. You got the laughs now because I was killing
No,
it
you are. I have no issues with yours. Okay. Yours on fire. There's something going on with Scotty. It's like, okay. Turn down the rambly a little bit and turn up the luffs.
Turn up the luffs and turn down the ramble. Okay, yeah. Anyway, Virginia Slims.
Yes.
Speaking of which, your special is smoking.
Thank you. What was your favorite bit, Scott?
Oh, my favorite bit?
Yeah.
I love the first one and the last
oh,
one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. By the way, anytime there's a musician who says, like, how'd you like my album? What was your favorite song? First one and the last one.
The way you tied it back, the connective thread. Now, that's called a callback, Adam? How did you do that?
Yeah.
How did you know to do that?
What are the names of the bits? Because this is what I like. Because when I have stand-up comedians on, and yes, stars are back, and sometimes they're stand-up comedians who have specials, there's really nothing to talk about.
No, there's nothing at all.
You know what I mean?
The last bit on the album is called Toxic Masculinity Podcast Circle Jerk. And it's about the comedy bang bangs of the world.
Oh, okay.
It
Thank
really
you so
is.
Much.
Yes.
My ears are burning.
Yeah. So we sort of break down my favorite episodes, my least favorite episodes for 13 minutes of my closing bit.
Interesting. Thank you so
much. Specifically about comedy bang bangs.
Always nice to be part of the conversation.
People loved it. They were
That's
doing
right.
flips for it.
Why? Look, this is the only question to ask when a stand up's on and they have a special. Why is it called Wallpaper?
You can probably relate. It's about fatherhood, and it's about when you become a dad, you drift into the background of your family, and you become wallpaper.
Nope, I'm top of the call sheet.
Okay, well.
My family.
I was number one when we started. My wife took number two on the call sheet, and this season, I've been moved to fourth.
Really?
And my parking spot changed. I got less lines. It sucks. I have a different crafty.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's lesser.
Do you have to go into
alone.
The communal bathroom now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
We film in a house much like my house, and snacks are set aside in the living room for just me.
How old are do you have one child or two?
Two feisty boys. All-American feisty boys, age five and two.
All-Americans. Just strapping.
Yeah. One's brown-haired, one's blonde, and it's just, look at these dudes roughhousing everywhere
Yeah,
they go.
Why is one a blonde and one...
One's mine, one's not mine.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was getting at. You have very dark brown hair.
One came out a very big surprise, looked a lot like Colorado Rockies shortstop Trevor Story at the time. And I said at the time, he's gone. They dealt him out because
he was a Colorado Rocky at the time. Not just he looked like him at the time.
Right. He looked like he was a Rocky at the time, and that was a lot of heat between me and Trevor going on in the city. So they moved him out of town.
A lot of Colorado specific humor with
that's all I got.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Was your show based in Colorado? I can't remember.
What do you think? Of course it was.
Who knows?
And we tricked everyone by getting t-shirts of various local businesses and putting them on the kids in the background of the shots. And everyone thought, that's Denver if I've ever seen
it. Oh, wow. Did you film it?
We filmed it at Van Nuys High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful high school.
Yeah. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, I believe I did some of the Ferns movie there.
Did you?
I did.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. So you know the cockroaches then?
Yes. Nothing they got in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But Wallpaper, it's a family-oriented special. Is it good for the whole family?
When you say family-oriented, I wish you would move Christ to the front of that. It is a Christ-centric special.
You are a religious comedian.
Big
I forgot
time.
To mention that. Yes.
Big time.
Yeah. Anti-religious, I should say.
And from Christ, all is possible, including my family. No, it made me very... I really wanted it to be you to like it, even if you don't have kids. So while it is about fatherhood, I feel like... Look, TikTokers can relate. Some of them come to my shows and they said, I don't have kids, but I found that funny. And that's when I thought, all right, I could do this.
Okay,
I could record this special.
What if you do have kids and don't find it funny?
Then... comedy's like music. I'm not your genre. I'm not your cup of tea. Maybe you don't like what I'm playing.
And how, God, what else do I ask a stand-up when they have a special? How long is it? I don't know.
Runtime. Glad you asked. Well, can you mind if I call the label and get the exact runtime? Because I want to get this.
Let me talk to Gino for a second.
Yeah.
You call the label.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not sure when I'm supposed to come in.
Gino,
you said not at all,
you
right?
You gotta help me out here, man.
Yeah, you need help in here?
This is Adam's fifth time on the show. This is maybe his fifth, but he's always on because he has a special. I don't have anything to ask him about these specials.
What, dude, you don't have to ask him anything about the special. Just say, like, when does it drop? Where can people get it? You know, go start with plugs and back off from there.
Okay.
I'm back. The label said their first 3-hour, 51-minute comedy special.
This is longer than The Godfather Part 2?
They're calling it the Oppenheimer of comedy specials. specials because it's in black and white. And
just the last hour was super boring.
I like that we both made a choice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sorry. To cut yours off.
It's all good. It's all good.
Mine was only true.
You know who's listening to his special? A young senator named Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy.
That's also from the end. Yeah. My favorite. Yeah. He's my Kennedy. That's my Kennedy.
For my money.
He's my Camelot.
He's part of the comedy community, so we protect him.
We got his back.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
Where did you film this special?
That's good.
In Denver.
Of course. Yeah. That's where you're
if you if you haven't been to Denver, you're not gonna understand
when you're dead
70% of this special.
Really? What is Denver
local
specific?
Businesses.
What are these businesses you keep talking
Deal
about?
Deal and Doug's Auto Nation. Jake Jabs is on there.
Do you have to have Frank, an alliterative name?
Frank Azar, the DUI attorney. There's a lot of stuff about
him. So he's an attorney who's got DUIs?
Well, he actually did, yes, but he gets you off because he knows his product.
Because
He knows his product.
And then you go celebrate at the bar afterwards.
Great story. He's like my local town's the DUI attorney you see on TV, and he famously got drunk and drove, and the cops pulled him over, and he ran and hid behind bushes. Thinking that would get him off the hook somehow. But they found old Frank Azar.
And when does it drop? Where do you find it?
It drops on January 18th. Were you fed that?
No. I'm very curious about these types of issues.
Yeah. January 18th, it is on.
Oh, so it's out already.
It's out everywhere. And I mean, you probably know that from the buzz you hear on the streets.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's
You probably found this episode of Comedy Bang Bang from listening to Adam's special.
Reverse engineered it, 100%.
Yeah, I, in fact, would rather you plug Comedy Bang Bang at the end of your special.
I told you I do. It's the closer.
Wait, while we're on that topic, quick question, then I'll shut up.
Sure.
When you guys say circle jerk, is everyone standing in a circle jerking themselves off, or is everyone going like one hand to the right?
I've always wondered that about circle jerks.
Yeah, because the way I grew up doing it was you go to the guy to your right, because most of us were righties. That Bowie's bone, the lefty.
And it's sort of like, you know, Downton Abbey, where at some point someone says turn, and then you go to the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ours is more freewheeling. It's a give a penny, take a penny type of scenario.
I love that.
If you have one and no one's taking it, then
gap tap.
Yep.
You need this more than I do. What is that type of attitude?
Interesting. Great question. Thank you.
Yeah, got you.
Okay.
It's on the YouTube.
And now, starting now, I'll be quiet. I'm really confused as to when I'm supposed to talk or not. I know it's never,
I flew here
from Long Island.
I know. You've been on the show now for, we've been on for almost 15 years, and you've been on the show probably 10 of those, 11
of
those.
Yeah, 10 or 11 of those years. Yeah.
And
I got an 11 year hat. You gave me a Kool's hat.
I got a Virginia Slim.
Is that where you got that from him?
Yes.
It looks great on you. Yeah.
But now I'm confused about when you're supposed to talk.
Same here, dude. I should have just asked one question before we started rolling.
Because I used to think it shouldn't be at all, and now I'm thinking like, why isn't he chiming in more?
I know. That's why I'm in a fucking complex situation. I'm stuck between a rack and a hard place. I mean, a rock and a hard place.
I don't know who's hosting the pot, so I want to sort of kiss ass over here to Scott, but now I feel like you're sort of carrying more of the weight.
Oh, kiss Scott's ass. Trust me. It'll get you places.
All right. Yeah, Adam, and for the listeners who may be new to the show, this is Gino, my intern. Have you never met Gino before?
Met Gino before in my five appearances, but it's an honor.
No, I don't always do, and I've done maybe 15 episodes out of the 1,000 that you've done.
Yeah, you're doing it for college credit?
I'm getting Nassau Community College credits. I'm a radio major, which they transferred to podcast credits in the year 2011. So I'm still hustling over there, you know, learning audio engineering, and Scott, you know, doesn't have room in the budget to pay me, so I'm still ripping off.
There's not a lot of wiggle room in that budget, Gino.
I've got 11 minors so far, but no associate's degree from NC Squared. I'm making a lot of people back home proud when they get to hear my voice.
11 minors sounds like Chris D'Elia. D'Elia? How do you pronounce his name?
D'Elia.
Let's get his name right. He deserves that.
Wait, I need plausible deniability that I said it. D'Elia.
I want to do an 11 minors. What is this, Chile?
I'm here for that.
Anyway, Gino is my intern. And when are you graduating?
Oh, dude, I have no fucking clue. I think at this point I might technically need to talk to a therapist or something, because I think I'm purposely putting some blockages in front of me graduating.
Yeah. I'm
almost positive I just don't know what I want to do in life, and I'm waiting for the podcast bubble to burst and then shift my major.
Oh, it's burst.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm aware. I've got I'm up to my neck in athletic greens.
Once Obama got in the game. With Springsteen?
Fuck this dude. Fuck this dude. That was a diversity hire if I've ever seen one.
Okay.
I'm talking about the president part. Podcasts are for everybody.
Worse.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Worse. Let's get back to Adam. Adam, what else are you working on?
But here's a question for you. Do you get the opposite of altitude sickness when you're down at a low sea level? Do you feel extra powerful?
Do you get the bends?
I'm a superhero at sea level. I can drink harder. I can run faster. I can jump higher than anyone who trains at this altitude.
It's like taking off like a weighted vest and you're fucking ready to rip.
Believe it.
Because one time I went to Denver and I fainted on the flight.
Really? Yeah. The flight took you out.
Yeah, I was like, I hope Denver's not this high. They're like, well, it's definitely lower than this. We're going to land.
This is a layover in Las Vegas.
We're not going up to land.
I got vertigo. I was watching Vertigo and got vertigo.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, secondhand vertigo, technically.
Because you don't know you have it when you're watching Vertigo.
I was watching on someone else's screen.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, this is a weird feeling. And then you land and you're like, oh, wait.
That was vertigo.
Yeah. Interesting. Were you listening to Vertigo as well, or was it?
Is that the U2 album?
Yeah,
I think you might have confused me from the guy from Torque. I don't want to talk to you about U2.
Okay,
all right,
sorry. I'd love to talk to you about U2 sometime, Gino. Do you want to take over the show? Adam's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's in New
York.
Had
to go. Had another podcast. Bye, guys.
Oh, that Adam.
not this Adam.
I'm here.
We're having a separate conversation about a different Adam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Adam is recording another podcast just across the room.
Yeah.
Holy shit, with Mark Maron? That's fucking rad.
We switch. Mid-podcast.
God, I would love to switch guests with Mark Maron mid-podcast.
That'd be amazing.
That be fun?
You just randomly have Michael Mann sit down.
He gets everybody.
He texted the last question. I left off here.
What's up with these weird accents in Ferrari? Ferrari. What should I ask you about?
You know, the two boys is the main narrative for me.
That's what's going on with
years.
You now.
I got two boys. I'm doing jokes. I'm writing movies. I'm doing all of it, but I'm happily.
Which movies
being
you wrote?
Well, I wrote a movie and we're going to make it. I can't really talk about it.
Oh,
yet, but
incredible.
Sounds like a sixth episode idea, if you ask me.
It's called Ferrari 2.
Ferrari 2.
Yeah.
So, finally.
Where the eyes in Ferrari just adds one.
Exactly. No, it's Ferrari 2, T-U, with an accent.
I wrote a movie called Ford 5, Ferrari, but everyone keeps thinking it's Ford v. Ferrari.
And it's not.
It's my own thing.
It's the fifth movie in the Fordiverse.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
The Gerald Fordiverse.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God.
That's my president.
When's his biopic?
Seriously.
You know what I mean? How long was he there? He was there...
Two and a half, 3 years?
Was he only there 2.5?
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
I
kind of woke up politically around the time of Obama.
Got it.
Mm.
Gerald Ford
got real active in politics, an anti-legislative branch.
Interesting.
Anti-executive branch, rather.
Ford had to clean up Nixon's mess, but he was too busy falling down stairs on the tarmac to get anything done.
Oh, yeah. That was Chevy Chase,
they called him a real clumsy guy.
Right.
And, you know, that's
man,
all really
imagine the good old days when the worst thing about your president was that he's a little clumsy and not sundowning live.
Well, Jerry Ford was also a great football player, but it was the leather helmets era. So I honestly
the George
think
Clooney
that might have done it. The George Clooney era.
That was dangerous.
Gridiron football.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Bad. When he played with all 11 Oceans guys. They had
That's
him.
Right.
Scott Kahn played wide receiver just like he did when he was a tweeter in Varsity Blues.
Scott Kahn, who I saw at the Burbank Subway once?
What?
That's
ordering
right.
off the kids menu?
He's a short man.
Hey, if we're name dropping celebrities, I literally just saw Moby buy a loaf of French bread.
Really?
He
was next
here.
To one, or he actually purchased one?
He purchased one.
Wow.
He looked dapper. Okay. He was great. In a peacoat, he bought a loaf of French bread right in front of me.
I used to see him when I would go hiking. He had a particular house, and I saw him clearing his deck chairs off of his porch once.
Moby does that himself?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That guy
I think
keeps
he's too
it
busy
real.
Just press and play.
No, mm-hmm. no.
Was he with Natalie Portman?
Nope, just him alone and a loaf of French
bread.
But
he was telling people he was.
Okay, interesting.
He was putting it out there that he was with Natalie Portman. And then no one's doing the math on what year he's talking about, how old she might have been.
Clean but up. Moby, we love him. He's a great...
Natalie Portman's a Long Island broad.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Yeah, Natalie Hirschlag. I hope she's okay with me doxing her real name.
Oh, okay. She's lost the accent, I would
think. Yeah, she got rid of it early on when she was in Naboo.
Naboo. Oh, wait.
Is that from Phantom Menace? Oh, or was that accidentally racist? You tell me.
Hey, it's one or the other. When it comes to George Lucas, it's usually both.
Yeah.
This is my favorite drinking game.
Well, Adam, you're obviously one of America's, and nay, the world's great comedians.
Yes.
And Wallpaper is out now. It's on YouTube. We have to take a break, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Can you stick around?
I sure can. Let me check with Mark Maron.
Okay, yeah. When do you have to be there?
He says finish up with Scotty.
Okay, great. Make sure he doesn't lock the gates before you get there. You want to get in there. But coming up a little later, we have an author. We also have a businessman. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
And Gino, are you sticking around? I have no idea whether
well,
I want you to.
Someone's got to roll ads.
Okay. Wait, you haven't queued up?
Yep.
What ads did I do this week?
This week, it's Athletic Greens. It's the mattress that's like Hexa or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
The one that's six-sided?
Yeah, yeah. The six-sided mattress, the Shaq mattress.
Yeah.
And then some of them are just, you're doing a Virginia Slims ad for kids' cigarettes
because they're
bringing those back. And then you're doing a Mango Jewel branded.
This is a Chris Kattan branded.
Yes, that mango.
Jewel? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Mango Jewel. It's not flavored like mango at all. It's actually part of the thing you have to explain in the end. You'll read that.
I'll read it all once I get it. But
I sent it to your Rumble account.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, send it to my. What's
the other one?
Truth Social account.
Yes,
just DM
me.
It
that's
to my
one
Truth
I'm
Social.
On. Yeah.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Adam Caton Holland. We're going to have more Gino, plus an author and a businessman. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
And roll ads. Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back.
Sound speeds, ads, cut ads, roll.
Oh,
Scott,
boy,
and
guys,
whenever you're ready,
yeah,
Scott, take
sorry.
It from here.
Okay.
Take
remember,
it from here?
Take it from here. And remember, Adam is the comedian wallpaper.
He's comedian wallpaper.
He's the comedian with the album wallpaper.
Oh, with the album wallpaper. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I appreciate it, but I was going to get to that. I had that coming.
No,
oh, sorry. I want to make sure he knows.
I knew it too, right?
Well,
I mean... Don't out me in front of Adam. All right. Hey. Adam Caton Holland is here. He's a comedian wallpaper.
That's right.
I am
wallpaper. I am comedian wallpaper.
You are comedian wallpaper.
Yes.
You're setting yourself up for sort of like a Spinal Tap negative review if you name your album wallpaper a little bit,
of
right?
Course.
You're daring them. You're saying, come on, come for me, A.O.
That's
Scott.
That's how much I believe in this product.
Ooh.
It is bulletproof.
I like
I dare you
bulletproof
to review this.
Bulletproof wallpaper.
Oh, I've shot at it
honestly,
myself.
It's time to fucking develop that for schools here in America.
Thank you, and I'm glad you
sorry
got
all
that.
You guys have kids. I fire blanks, so I'm okay with making jokes like that
in schools.
Yeah, I only fire blanks. That's
in
why everyone gets mad at me, but you know,
I'm not actually doing it.
It's not
I'm not shooting up the school. They're blanks.
No, you're masturbating in school.
Yes, of course. And but there's no sperm
right
in my cum.
Okay. So is it masturbating?
So it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it even masturbating?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hey, a lot of questions.
Hey, it's a podcast. We're talking about masturbating.
Hey,
finally.
Toxic masculinity right, circle jerk.
Here we go.
It took us too long. It's the second act.
It was also the name of my first Harold team.
Save me for B-Block. We got to get to our next guest. She's an author. Please welcome back to the show, Matilda Gravyman.
Hello, Scott. Thank you so much. Do you remember me?
I'm sort of. What exactly? Where did we?
I wrote your unauthorized biography. I did it my way. The Life and Times of Skip Ankerman, redacted. The Life and Times of Scott Ackerman. No, and then redacted. And then I said it right.
Why,
the third
now, why
time.
Redacted instead of just correcting it?
Because it's easier. It's less money at the printer.
Oh, to just put a black bar over something? Okay, yeah, you wrote my unauthorized biography.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And
you were
you
on the show a little
it.
While back, and I don't remember that particular detail. By the way, this is Gino. This is Adam.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Matilda Gravyman. How did the book do, if you don't mind me asking?
It went okay, and I'm here with some exciting news about the book.
Okay. Oh, this is great. Okay.
You know the strike is over.
That's the exciting news about the book.
Well, <that's>
I heard
part
about this
one.
Maybe 3 months ago.
Great
hopefully
job.
Hopefully, some
that.
Middling Thank comedians you. Can get back on health insurance now.
And back on Comedy Bang Bang.
My ears are ringing.
I sold your life rights to Big Disney, and it's being turned into a biopic, Scott.
My life rights?
Yep, I did it.
I don't
sold
know
it.
That you were able to. do that. My life is still going on, too.
I think she now has the rights to that. Or Big Disney has the rights to the rest of your life as well. Kind of can steer it in any direction.
Quick question. Do you have a Scott yet? Can I audition?
That was part of the thing. I was going to offer Scott a chance to audition, but I think...
Scott's pretty busy.
Yeah.
Shark Tale 2 is still getting cranked out over there.
Hey, we finished that script long ago. They just didn't want
to
do it.
Just waiting to get back.
Scott, my hesitation is you pulling off young Scott.
Do you think it would be like Richard Dreyfuss in Mr. Holland's Opus, where he walks in the room and I see him immediately going, oh, here's a 40-year-old man, and he's supposed to be 20?
Exactly. I'm a little bit concerned for that. I don't know if you could pull off a young Scott.
Well, try me. I mean, I have a sort of youthful joie de vivre.
Great. Let me give you a line. I can slap whatever waiter I want.
I don't remember this from my life.
This sounds like Scott. This is good writing.
Exactly, right?
Is this from the book or the screenplay? Because it's popping off the page either way.
When did I say this?
I love slapping waiters. I can slap whatever waiter I want.
I've never slapped. I was a waiter. Why would I slap waiters?
That's not what the book says.
What's the book say?
It says that you slap waiters, Scott.
Okay, well, I want the part, but maybe after I get the part, I can talk to the screenwriter about this, but okay.
Well, I'm the screenwriter.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, I'll talk to the director then.
Well.
Oh, no. You're directing it too?
I'm also the director, and I'll tell you why. I blackmailed the producer.
Oh,
And you're not the producer?
No, not the producer. Big Disney's producing it.
Big Disney. How did you blackmail the producer?
Well, I saw him run over his dog and then replace it without telling his wife.
You saw the entirety of that transaction?
Well, don't tell him, but I put a little dachshund behind his car, and then the dominoes fell right into line.
You put his dachshund, or where did you...
Did he replace a dog you put there, or it was his dog that you placed there?
It was his dog that I allegedly maybe placed there, and okay. Then...
You just told us you did it.
Allegedly, maybe, and then he didn't tell his wife, because she would be devastated, and so I... wrote a little letter, told him what I know, and now I'm directing the picture.
Okay. Well,
dearest Big Disney, I know what you did last summer.
Congratulations.
What are you waiting for?
I can only imagine this is more exciting than anything that would be in my autobiography. I mean, nothing's happened to me.
What do you mean? It's more than just putting up with improvisers, Scott.
That would be 99% of my day.
Well, I will be honest, it's a little dry. Good news is that we have a pretty big budget, but we do have to use all the costumes and set from the Elvis movie.
Okay.
Oh, the Baz Luhrmann one or the one about Mrs. Elvis?
Baz Luhrmann.
The Baz Luhrmann one. Okay.
That's good. That's
a lavish set. There's a lot of options.
Does the Scott character have to wear the Colonel Tom Parker outfit?
Yes, exactly.
Well, not until he gets to be like 40-year-old Scott.
Oh, okay.
He gets to wear the
played
Elvis
by 60-year-old Scott.
Exactly.
Hey, come on.
No, I mean, in the future, it's going to take a while to film.
Sure, but not that long.
1.5 years.
Not 25 years. Come on, guys.
Oh, wait, you're mid-60s?
Hey, come on.
To late 60s, sorry.
Well, give me a chance at this. But how do we spruce up this story? Because I don't want the film to bomb necessarily, but I want it to be accurate.
Right. Popular biopics out now usually are like about musicians, like Rocket Man. Have you written
a popular biopic out now?
Yeah, when are we recording this? I threw my calendar in the garbage.
2018, right? It's 2018.
Oh, man, you got plenty of time to gear up to wait for Adam special now.
If that's the case, I'd like to plug my old special from 2018, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
It's still out there.
Yeah.
Scott, have you written any songs? Please say yes.
I could write a song.
Could you try?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
one and five, and here we go.
Can you give
me
a subject matter at least? Like it's an improv show?
You!
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess about my life, something akin to like a real bold statement at the end, like a My Way type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what was this called, by the way?
I Did It My Way.
Okay, see, already you have a song right there. I don't need to write
one. We can't get the rights.
You can buy them.
We used the budget trying to hire Tom Hanks to play his role from Elvis.
Just trying to hire him? Cost money?
Yeah, it took us $50,000 just to get his email.
Oh, no, he was Pear Play on the email.
Mm-hmm. He's probably just thanks at Gmail. Something you don't know about a lot of celebrities.
Thanks at Gmail?
Oh, man! That's even fucking better.
Can you try emailing him on your Fisher-Price laptop that you have?
Oh, yeah, sure. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, what's going on with that
laptop? Cow goes moo. All right, sent.
Cow goes move?
Cow, oh, yeah, the cow,
oh, cow goes move.
Move. Yeah. Move, bitch. Get out. It's Luda cows.
Oh, dear.
Chris, well, Ludacris Bridges.
Maybe we could spitball some scenes we could add here.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
Like, we have, I mean, Adam, he's got a movie coming out.
We
got
to do the coming out scene. Will you come out to your parents as a fucking dork?
I think they knew that, actually. But we could, yeah, I mean, we can write anything, right? Adam's an experienced screenwriter.
Mm-hmm. What about a scene where you're hunting with your father as an impressionable young man?
I love it.
We never did that, but sure, I'll...
He's a very alpha type guy. Okay. You've felled the deer, but the deer is not dead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He wants you to kill it in front of him to show that you are a man.
Oh, okay.
However, you're not perceiving manhood as that at this point, and you decide not to do it, and it is the split between you and your father.
Oh, I love this.
Can the deer be dressed as Elvis?
Yes.
Great. Then I'm in.
Okay. I mean, I've never seen a deer wearing sideburns, but this sounds good. I mean, yeah, you like it? Can you add this?
I love it. And Scott, I mean, this kind of drama, this kind of like disturbing energy is sort of what I'm going for the whole... the energy of the whole thing.
Why? I mean, I've had a fairly anodyne life, uneventful. I've just failed upwards.
The dream.
I recently watched that new movie, Wolf of Wall Street, that just came out.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
And the sort of like life of crime, being despicable. It's really hot right now. So just what are all the worst things you've ever done?
Jordan Balfour, also a Long Island guy.
Oh, what's his real last name?
I don't know, but it's probably either Jewish or Italian.
Is he still with us? I don't believe he is.
No. Yeah. Poor guy. Poor soul. Left us too early.
No, I'm not. Look, I got tricked into doing this down at the Celebrity Center. I'm not going to tell you all the worst things I've ever done.
All right. Well, I'll have to keep digging or make
I
them
gave
up.
All the worst. I list of all the worst shit I ever did to my volleyball coach who taught me night volleyball, Keith Raniere. We called him Vanguard.
Oh, interesting.
And night volleyball different than day volleyball. How?
It's indoors and it's played by mostly weird people with brands. And
occasionally
on
you mistake the moon for the ball.
Yeah. And that's called amore.
Did you have to kiss Keith Raniere on the lips?
Yeah, you didn't have to, but we got to.
Were there teams entirely of vampires?
There was a vampire team versus a normal team made up, captained by the chick from Smallville.
Oh, wow.
Small world, Smallville. You know.
Small girl from Smallville, but I recognize her from something else. Small world, huh?
Uh-huh. Wow.
Can I tell you my favorite part about Keith Raniere?
Oh, please. Boy, we have a Keith Raniere fan.
And I have
And
a
I
lot.
Believe this has come up before.
I have a lot of favorite
With a
parts.
Different guest. Different
I love
guest.
That to make himself not seem like too crazy of a cult leader. He'll also kiss the men on the lips, but he's so small and he looks so humiliated every time he has to kiss any of the men on the lips, and it makes me laugh every time. He has to do a little like, come down here.
Come down, please. Come down to Vanguard.
I'm not weird. I'm not just kissing the ladies. I kiss the tall men too.
I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the highest IQ, something everyone remembers from the Guinness Book of World Records.
But I love that guy.
Gotta talk to Fred Guinness about this, by
Trying
the way.
To get him to audition to play you.
Fred Guinness?
Oh.
No, both him. Keith Raniere.
Either one's
Fred,
a get.
Yeah, Fred Guinness would rather that Brad Garrett play me, I would imagine. But he's a huge Brad Garrett fan. Anyway, mm-hmm. You don't know any
who is Who isn't a Brad Garrett fan? I mean, all of Las Vegas is.
Look, I want the part. I want the movie to come out, but I don't want something that I'm embarrassed by afterwards, you know?
Don't worry. We're going to find an actor that's just your height.
Okay. That might
five
be.
5'1", 5'2".
No, I'm a good foot taller than that, I think. I think.
I think you're even taller than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you're like 6'3", Scott.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so.
Of course, I'm looking at your Hinge profile right here, and it says 6'3". But, you know, a lot of people juice those stats like it's high school football.
Don't tell Kulop about that one.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Celebrity net worth says 6'4".
It's always bigger
$6,400.
That's about accurate.
The bubble has burst.
It's funny that you bring up Brad Garrett, because I was at MGM Grand at the Brad Garrett Comedy Lounge.
That's where I know him from.
It's the only place I perform.
Is this where you saw Chris Angel, or was that a different guest?
Yes, that was something.
That was someone else.
Okay. I've been going to Vegas a lot lately, I guess.
It's the dream.
So I was like listening to comedians, seeing if anyone had sort of a Scott Aukerman vibe to them, and no luck.
Oh, you went to comedians for that? Interesting. Okay, yeah, not my first guess. I would have went to a funeral and picked someone that was horizontal.
But
everyone is horizontal technically, but they're just right side up, right?
Oh yeah. I guess we put a level on the top of their heads.
Any actors you really don't want playing you, or anyone that you'd really love for us to get to play you, or a loved
one? Don't confuse these columns, okay?
My handwriting's bad. I can't make any promises.
Okay, the ones I don't want you to get: Kevin Spacey, Jonathan Majors.
Okay, well, they're begging to play you, so it's going to be hard.
If it's a go movie, okay.
Spacey is talented. So it looks. The guy's good. Have you seen
good.
Have you seen K-Pax?
Yeah.
What if he plays his character from House of Cards as you?
I would expect it.
You want to let him be Frank?
Yeah, let him be Frank. Oh, God. Horrible.
Merry, it must be Christmas now because we're in Frank's back, baby.
Yes, exactly. He was with Tucker this year.
Ah, yes, my manager.
Tucker Carlson is your manager?
I'm trying to get him, but the guy won't sign me. He doesn't have the juice anymore.
Ah, yeah. You were hip-pocketed by him.
I was hip-pocketed him by early on because, you know, I was doing bow tie shit and kind of like touching the live wire of right-wing podcasting, which we know is super lucrative.
It actually is. this all sounds great. Is there anything else you can tell me about the project here?
Can I audition for a character?
Yeah, what
can I play the kid that was Scott's friend, but Scott betrays and he kills himself, and it kind of inspires Scott to get into musical theater?
Who kills what and it inspires who?
I want to play your friend from high school that you kind of like betray, and then he kills himself.
Oh, he kills himself. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I want to play that character. I've always wanted to commit suicide on camera. in a movie.
Show me what you got.
All right, hold on.
Mime it, though, please.
Now, okay, I'm going to mime it. And yeah.
Shoot blanks.
Well, if I'm going to choke myself, I don't have a choice. I'm shooting blanks. Jesus. Is it not that kind of show, Scott?
I don't know anymore. Honestly, you've been on the show 11 years. I have no idea what kind of show it is.
Me neither. I've been fucking listening before I joined, and I joined. I still don't know what kind of fucking show it is.
I take it all back. I'd rather not see that.
Okay, fair enough. That's
Scott,
okay.
Can I ask a huge favor?
Sure.
A couple things. One,
Get a
foot in the door,
and then I say yes.
Can I borrow some money?
How much?
$20,000.
$20,000. That's a lot of money.
She needs to email Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I do. I'm dying to have Meg Ryan be like a PA or something on the set, so I can ask her about You've Got Mail.
That's the only reason. Okay.
And then the other thing, and I hate to ask this.
Okay.
Can you die in an interesting way and soon?
Soon? I'll try to do it in an interesting way.
In your 70s. I mean, please.
I don't think, what's an interesting way to you? Like, what'll really juice up the screenplay?
Hot air balloon.
Doing what though? Like crashing, or like it landing on my head and me saying, ow, and
either.
Then concussion?
What about being crushed in between two potted plants?
Between two ferns, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, the headlines write itself. That might get you some juice. People might go see the movie again.
Yeah.
Could get a re-release, like a rep screening. You could play at the new Bev.
You're speaking my language.
May I pitch for the sake of sequel?
Of course.
That the hot air balloon does not crash, but it does get lost. It disappears.
And the ending
is sort of, he's gone. We can't find Scott.
You're hired.
Presumed dead.
Presumed dead.
The Scott Aukerman story.
He did it his way.
Yeah, parentheses, he did it his way.
That's the last line. Adam Scott sees your balloon float away. Well, he did it his way.
So Adam Scott is a big part of this? I don't know.
I don't know who you're... I'm just trying to think of who your friends might be.
Who plays Adam?
I'll play
John,
Adam.
Oh, you play Adam.
I've played him already in this podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sequel
pending, box office returns, in parentheses.
I'll see about the money. I'll try to die, I guess, soon. I mean, you know, I don't know.
And if the movie goes well, then we can write a musical on that. Then we can write a movie based on that musical, and then I can turn it back into a book.
Okay, yeah, this all sounds like a great plan.
I'll be back a lot. Trying to get back on the show.
I don't remember you the first time. But look, we have to take a break if that's okay. When we come back, we have a businessman.
Cue break?
Cue the break, because who do I have this time?
What?
Who?
Who are your ads this
time?
Yeah,
who are my ads this time?
Your ads are for, they're mostly for other CBB World shows. It's again, it's a
Jesus,
sad week.
Really, yeah. What is going on?
I mean, it's all promo.
It's Q1.
In-house promos,
yeah.
You know?
Q1 is always slow, right?
Q1 is always slow. At least that's what everyone keeps telling me. And it doesn't matter what Q. They're all slow.
They're all slow. Yeah, every
The only
Q
one that's
slow.
Not slow these days is QAnon.
That's right.
They take
it
off.
We'll talk about that a little bit after the break.
During the break.
We're going to come right back. And during, yeah. We're going to come right back. We're going to have more with Matilda Gravyman. We'll have more with Adam Caton Holland and more Gino, plus a businessman. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Roll ads.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Adam Caton Holland's wallpaper out on YouTube now. Does that does it start with an ad, like a 30-second thing that I have to skip ahead?
For wallpaper, yes.
For wallpaper.
Yes. For the application of it and for the purchase.
So you got sponsored by wallpaper? This is genius.
Well, it's me up front being like, if you're thinking about uplifting your bathroom or just a child's bedroom, why not try wallpaper?
Or just a child's bedroom.
Or just one of your children.
And that's why your next special is going to be called Raytheon.
Right, exactly.
Make the big bucks.
Interesting.
Yeah, just a general ad for wallpaper.
That's Gino, by the way. Gino Lombardo.
Correct.
From Long Island.
Whoa,
I know all
you
details.
Got it right.
I know everything about you.
It's about fucking time, yeah.
You got
Adam's been on here 5 times and you're floundering. I've been on here 60 times and you just got my last name right for
That's
the first
right.
time.
And
yeah.
Where you're from.
Yeah.
All the stops.
Long Island, the home of George Santos. Santos, Seinfeld, and Eddie Murphy. The big three.
We also have Matilda Gravyman, speaking of the big three here.
Hello, and, Skip. Thank you for letting me
Scott,
stick around.
You've got to get my name right if we're going to do this biopic.
We'll see.
Okay. And we need to get to our next guest. He is a businessman. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Ben Montbaloni.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, it's my pleasure. This is Matilda to your right.
How do you
your
do?
Immediate right.
Ooh,
that's firm handshake.
We have Gino over here to, at sort of, I would guess, your two.
Oh, right.
I hope a bow is okay.
Okay, thank you.
Were you just overseas back in Japan?
I did a little time overseas. I was in a prison.
You were in a prison? What happened?
You can't, I don't know. You're not supposed to have tattoos and then dive into the different spas that they have there.
Yeah,
and shit.
Right.
Yeah, they accused me of being Yakuza.
Talk to me after the show. There's a lot of countries you can't be expedited from, actually.
Oh, thank you.
How do you know, by the way, this is Adam.
Adam, how do you do? Yeah.
How do you?
How do you know this about the expediting? Expediting? Wait, that's
expediting.
Back to my waiter's day. Whiter days?
You can't be sped up.
I don't think you can get much whiter than these days, Scotty.
These are the white days.
There's a few countries you can't be expedited from, sped up. There's also a few countries you can't be extradited from.
Extradited, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Yes.
How do you know so much about this?
Scott, when you're in business, when you're in international business, you have to think about all the facets.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're a businessman, not a business... Man.
Yeah. So I'm, you could say entrepreneur.
Ooh, I like
we
this.
Don't have entrepreneurs on the show anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm a businessman.
Okay, great. So what kind of business are you in, if you don't mind me asking? I hope you don't, because you're on a talk show and I need to.
I don't mind, Scott, because I've been in and out of business for a lot of years. Let's see. First thing, I really hit the scene with a business in the .com boom. It's called Emailable Chocolate.
Emailable Chocolate?
Emailable Chocolate.
That sounds like
Do you remember
like
You've Got
really...
Chocolate?
Do I remember it?
The catchphrase? You've got chunk.
I remember You've Got Mail. Is that
right?
Yeah, this is a parody of that?
That was a spin on it. That was her, yeah.
Spin, yeah.
So you would get an email and it would say, you've got chocolate.
And then what?
You would get chocolate delivered to wherever that email was sent.
Okay, so this is just a chocolate delivery.
It was a chocolate delivery service that we spun off.
Spun off.
Well, that became 1-800-Flowers. That became 1-900-Flowers.
The one you called in to talk to virgins?
Yeah. That's right. That was really popular. Jeff Epstein ended up buying that one. And then,
whatever happened to him?
That's why you can't have entrepreneurs on anymore ever since you had Jeff on.
It was a bummer. And then early in the 2000s, I did Wine of Mine.
Wine of Mine?
Wine of Mine. That was the machine that you put, you buy the machine and you put the grapes in it. It makes grapes, or you make grape wine on your countertop.
Okay. So it's sort of like that video of the lady stomping the grapes going,
that sound still gets me hot.
Yeah. In machine form. Yeah. And, RIP to her too as well.
Oh, was she? Oh,
she passed.
What, from that video?
You know, it was overshadowed by the Epstein thing. It was same day.
Same.
Absolutely.
The same moment.
The same moment. It wasn't from stomping grapes, but yeah, it was from complications from stomping grapes 12 years prior, and then
oh
she's
my
gone.
God, that is so
You got to be careful.
And then I'm working on a new business now. It's Benmont Bologna's meat-flavored cologne.
Benmont Bologna's meat-flavored cologne.
Yes.
Well, so this is cologne?
I'm in.
It's cologne. Well, this is exactly what I'm talking about, Scott. Did you hear the response to that?
Yeah.
I mean, on board.
A certain type of person.
Yeah, a certain type. I mean,
I drank a bottle of cool water in seventh grade, so I think I know a thing or two about flavored colognes.
Who doesn't like meat-flavored cologne? Who wouldn't like the smell of meat?
Vegans.
These are two separate questions.
That's one. Who else?
Me?
Okay, that's two. Who else?
Butchers looking to escape their day job.
Butchers, and that's it. Everybody else?
Everyone else loves it.
Everyone else loves it.
I was going to say, it smelled like a slaughterhouse when you walked in.
Thank
here.
You. Yeah, that's our prosciutto. That's our prosciutto model. We have models of cologne. It's our prosciutto model, and it's going gangbusters, Scott.
Because what do you mean when you say that? Like you're the gang, and people are busting you.
That's right. I've been hunted now by several international gangs. Because what happens was, Scott, we were getting the meat from Guatemala.
Why?
You gotta.
Well, labor's cheap.
You
meat's
gotta.
Cheap. you gotta get it. Labor's cheap, meat's cheap. And
everything's cheap, cheap.
Everything's cheap, cheap. And, well, when you come into contact with who runs those organizations down there, they will hunt you like a dog, Scott. They will hunt you across land and sea. And that's why, you know, I've been expedited out of countries and I've been extradited out of countries.
Are people hunting dogs these days? People are using dogs to hunt.
Well, that's why we used Guatemala as well. You can get any flavor of meat you want down there.
Any flavor?
Any flavor.
Okay.
Any
when flavor. You say flavor, you mean dogs.
I mean dog.
Okay.
And what do you think prosciutto's made up, Scott?
I thought ham, but
that's what you thought. Dogs are smarter than pigs.
May I ask a question about your product?
Absolutely.
It's flavored, so you are drinking the cologne. You don't apply it to yourself.
You can drink
scent.
It. Yes, you can drink. Or well, this is the thing. You have to see.
Does it smell like meat? That's the. Other
it smells
thing.
Like meat.
It definitely smells like meat.
Yeah. But it tastes like meat.
It tastes like meat as well.
Okay. It's like the Jessica Simpson perfume from 2003 that you could also eat.
Well, she's our spokesperson.
Oh my god!
Wow, you got her.
You got
we brought her?
Her
out. Yeah, we brought her back.
God, I missed her so much.
I did too, and we're.
I'm
dating.
Glad she's doing better.
She's doing great. To answer your question, Adam, and I don't like to talk down to comedians.
Yes,
but
sir. No, sure, of course.
But what does?
You know, the thing about business is you create a problem, you disrupt the market, and then you sell before it blows up.
Right. Vivek Ramaswamy.
You're not in it to like improve anyone's lives or change the game in any way. You're in it for a fucking, what do they call them? A crash and bash?
A crack,
well, a that, fucking run.
Well, that's what we had at Epstein's, but
both of those things. Yeah.
The crash and bash was where we rip around the island on these little go karts.
I always wanted to go to the island to see that painting of Bill Clinton in the Monica's blue dress that he allegedly had up on the wall.
I just want to see the painting.
Actually,
that's why I was there. Okay, I'm just looking for the painting.
Yeah, look, if it were in MoMA, I'd go there.
You know what, Gino? That's not actually what the painting looks like. It's actually Bill Clinton on the dress looks like a bearskin rug. He's laying naked on top of it.
Oh man, this is why sense. I got to go there.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Wow.
Gorgeous painting.
My old physics professor, Steven, always said he wanted to take me there. I think that's what he was saying. It was hard to hear.
Just he wanted to take you to the island?
Yeah. Sure. You would love it there.
Oh, yes. Your old physics professor.
Yeah, the theory of everything.
At community college.
Yes. At Nassau Community College. He taught at Nassau Community College. Not a lot of people know that.
Only
after
you.
He cheated on his wife, they fucking scooted him across the country.
And they omitted that from the biopic.
Everything's relativity.
Benmont Bologna, why don't you just sell bologna instead of cologne and making cologne, you know, rhyme with bologna?
I don't get it, Scott. I don't understand.
Well, no,
what
I mean,
disrupting
like,
there.
I guess you're not disrupting anything in the sense of it's a bad idea. I'm just saying, like, wow, you could sell bologna. Your name is bologna.
Well, what's the problem, Scott? And what are you disrupting?
Well, that's my question for you about your cologne.
Okay.
What's the problem and what is it that you're disrupting?
Cologne smell too good?
Well, for you, the problem is this. Cologne. Mm-hmm. We all.
I'm on board. Okay, okay. I'm in. You're right.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, throwing money at him. Just
he's amazing.
Once in his
Listen
direction.
To him. Break it down.
This is where you have to think like an entrepreneur, or I'm sorry, a businessman. And a lot of people don't. You know, you think cologne. No one's done anything new with cologne for years. And so then we've entered the market, we've penetrated, and we've absolutely changed the game when it comes to what we even think of as cologne. Is it something you can drink? Now it is.
Does it have to be liquid?
It's not liquid. It's a solid
it's just
cologne.
Purely meat?
It's a stick. It's a stick.
It's a meat stick.
This is what.
Oh.
This is it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
It looks like roll-on deodorant.
Yeah.
But
and it's kind of, you know.
Oh, it smells like gabagool.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's long and cylindrical.
Snap into it.
8 inches long.
Snap right in.
But it's encased in glass, like a cologne. So
it's encased in glass. So it's like, it looks like a Slim Jim. It's encased in glass.
Okay.
So you meet the low with the high, the blue collar with the white.
Why was it making that noise?
What?
I'm glad you said.
This is the glass.
I'm glad you said it looks like a Slim Jim.
That's glass?
That's noisy glass.
Well, we have to cut some costs somewhere.
Sure.
And I mean, you say it's glass, but yes, this is plastic. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Belmont, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
All those barking dogs that are clawing at the door, is that because of you and your smell?
Those are mine. That's a pack of Westies follows me wherever I go.
Why do they do that? Are they dogs
hunting you like a dog?
This is
Where's the simile? Who's the predicate when you say like a dog?
They're hunting me like a dog.
As if they are dogs, or they're hunting the way you would hunt a dog.
These dogs are hunting me like I'm a dog in their pack that has been ostracized, and they are hunting
me. And
you
are extradited from the pack.
This is strange. I've been chased by, there have been packs of dogs running around for the last several years, always near me. I'll be at a party and a pack of dogs runs through, and I'm...
Different pack of dogs,
not these.
Huh, that's wild.
I think we need to get tag team on the phone. Find out who let the dogs out.
Thank you.
In case anyone is not in their 40s.
One of Epstein's favorite jams.
He loved music, though.
He
was a music lover.
Oh, he was a...
He was a philanthropist.
He was a philanthropist of music.
An art lover.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of good quality.
He
Gone
supported
too
a,
soon.
A lot.
No one talks about that.
Just like the wine lady.
I just think that you smell like meat, and so dogs are following you around.
That is possible. But you know, Scott, the way you think is different than the way an entrepreneur thinks.
Mm.
You know, we don't look at the logical conclusion of these things. This is the mindset. This is the mindset that you've got to get into. So when I see a dog, pack of dogs running me down, chasing me down, coming after me as I'm driving my Rivian, I think, you know,
you look in your rearview mirror.
A shit ton of dogs.
Like you're like the Beatles help, but it's doggies.
Yeah.
And fucking rules.
And the thing is that dogs can't match a Rivian. Yeah, I plow those dogs. I'll kill a dog. I'll kill a dog.
And I'll blackmail you if I see it.
And that's right. A lot of dog death on the show.
Hey, it's comedy.
Oh, plow in the death way.
Copy that. So do you have, I mean, this is obviously a great product.
Great product.
Do you have another product coming up?
Well, another flavor even, scent, if you want to use perfume terms?
Yeah, you know, I'm coming up with new scents. The next one I'm coming out with is going to be, cheese scented.
Cheese scented, but not flavored?
Not flavored.
Okay.
Meat flavored cheese scented.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Because what's the one thing when you smell meat, what you're thinking?
Oh, I want cheese
so with
bad.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. So bad. My God, I want cheese.
We spent so much on market research to find that out.
Mm-hmm. When people smell cheese, though, they think what? I'm sorry to only say half that sentence and then leave you hanging. But
well, for me, it's I miss my parents.
Oh, right. The old saying.
Yeah. I miss my parents.
That's where the phrase "the cheese stands alone" comes from.
Oh,
it's an orphan that originally is the cheese in that song.
Is that the Jeff Garland movie? I love that movie, "The Cheese Stands Alone."
No, that's I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. But it's a totally different movies.
I thought Garland.
Don't show your kids "I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With," or anyone really,
unless you hate your kids.
Oh, I do. They're coming after me like a pack of dogs.
You have children.
I have children.
I'm surprised.
Unfortunately, I have several children with several different beautiful women that I'm no longer with. But
how many?
Well, that's awesome.
All Russian.
All Russian.
All Russian children. Not the moms.
Interesting.
Really?
You send them all to Russia to give birth.
That's right.
Because that's where the OBGYNs they can't be expedited.
They can't be expedited. The births can't be expedited.
They can't rush the births. They
mothers
take their
can't
fucking
be
time
extra
there. Yeah, behind the Iron Curtain, they take their time.
They take their time. They bake them a little extra. 10 months on average.
Do you have like
giant Russian babies?
Giant Russian babies.
Do you have a jingle or anything for this, or an ad campaign?
Yeah. Oh, we have a lot of jingles, Scott. You know, jingles.
You have a lot of jingles.
We have a lot.
I want to hear them all.
I feel like that's sort of the opposite of what a jingle is.
For the listeners, he's shuffling through a ream of papers here. Yeah,
it's like a Rolodex here of jingles.
They're made of glass.
All these
glass
sheets
paper.
Of glass. Well, you know what they say. One thing that about a business guy, you never want one jingle. You want a different targeted jingle for wherever you're advertising.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear. Can I just name a demographic?
You name a Scott. You name a very specific demo though, because now with targeted ads, we can do anything. So I mean,
okay.
Are you sure you spend 99% of your time on improvisers?
Here we go. Let's say, how about rapping grannies? You said specific, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Rapping grannies rapping. Who live in southern Louisiana, who are barren and have adopted all of their grandchildren.
Okay, we got barren. Let's just run through that again. So we got rapping grannies in southern Indiana,
Louisiana,
southern Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, and
I'll take that Indiana sheet if you're not going to use that one.
And they're barren.
Yeah, they're barren. They've adopted their.
Are they barren because of their age?
Look, I'm not going to ask them.
They
you?
Adopted their grandchildren?
No, yeah.
How'd they have their original children? Where they became barren?
They don't have the original children.
Oh, they went straight to granny.
They skipped it. They skipped
that. So they were just an old crone who became a granny.
Technically, they should be moms, but they're too old to be moms. So they say, like, I'm just a good
Just call me granny.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're stuck in the rap game. So
exactly, yeah. So you have something for these people?
Yeah, let me look through the files here. Oh, there. Yep, this probably do.
This probably do.
Hey, old granny, your husband's Rick. Would you like to smell like a nice meat stick? You're sitting on your couch watching in Bruges. Turn off that stuff in Baton Rouge. You want to smell good. You don't want to be lazy. Snap into the stick and smell like gravy. And now, pretty soon you'll die and you'll be in a tomb. Sorry, kiddo. You've got a dusty womb. And then it will say,
and then the titles come
big
up.
Stinger came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow, so that was amazing.
That's great. You were able to find that because that's labeled under Martin McDonough in your chart.
Yeah. So
that's,
the Imbruge, the Imbruge reference kills with grandmothers.
Uh-huh.
They love that movie.
They love
the lyrical violence.
They love the lyrical violence.
It's got something for everybody. You got Gleason. You got Farrell.
It's the dynamic between the two.
Yeah.
It really is.
And clearly, it works. They revisited that.
Yeah, they like the Banshees of
They don't like the Banshees. Well, they like the dynamic. They don't like the story. They like the dynamic.
They don't like the fingers being thrown at the
door. We drill down into this data, Scott. This is how we sell this stuff.
I figured.
Yeah.
And all of their husbands' names are Rick, which is not something that I...
Oh, you didn't say that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you said that. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Too specific a jingle, but, you know. Too specific a jingle.
Imagine someone shutting that jingle off right at that moment. Well, this doesn't apply to me.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
But
it's targeted. Targeted.
It's
marketing.
Targeted marketing. So yeah. We're able to.
It only goes to them, I would imagine.
It only goes to them on their television set.
Wow. It's because of data.
Because of data.
Targeting ads are getting nuts. My algorithm is fucking insane.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a lot of like autoerotic asphyxiation safety devices, like
really?
Inflatable tubes that catch you if you fall.
Which
you know.
Is coming out of nowhere for you?
Coming out of nowhere. It just startled me. Truly out of nowhere.
Choke mats.
Yeah, choke mats.
Oh, I have a piece of that.
Neck tubes is another one.
You have
one
a piece of choke mats?
Oh, yeah. I was an early investor in choke mats.
What's the jingle for
I
that?
Saw that episode of Shark Tank.
Rick, can you do a jingle?
Jingle
for choke
mats?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Let me see if I
it doesn't
that.
Have to be a rap.
Oh, it does. No. It's no. We would never see Scott. We would never rap at people who do choke mats. Am I right?
I would not want one. I'm not a big fan of the hip hop.
Right.
Okay. Choke mats. Here we go. And where's this person live? Long Island.
Yeah, let's make it Long Island so I can tell you.
Well, you're choking your hog out on Old Patchogue. That's a place out on Long Island. And you're feeling so sad. Yes, you're feeling so bad. But I got a way that you'll be smiling. Just put a rope around your neck and put it on the knob. You will start to whack. Then you'll have an attack. But we've got something for that. It's a choke mat. That's the end.
Wow. So romantic.
I'm in.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know, but I can't believe you guys survived all, because there's a lot of people who are mad. There was a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys who bought it not knowing exactly what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they thought it was for something.
Did you have to put a warning label on there now?
Warning, not for Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which we call capoeira.
Yeah, right.
That's in the warning label?
Yes, which we call capoeira.
Smart. I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're a very talented marketer, and have you made a lot of money doing this?
Well, Scott, the big thing about business is you secretly don't have to make money to make money.
Really? It's all about just like hype and
It's all about moving money from one thing to the next until it runs out. And
it's like a pyramid scheme.
It's we'll invert the pyramid.
Okay, so it's like an upside down pyramid scheme.
Yeah, and think about all the pressure from the top just pressing down on you.
Okay, this sounds stressful. Ooh,
it's a funnel.
It's a funnel scheme.
Funnel scheme.
Oh, this makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's not dissimilar to comedy or podcasting, I'm sure, where you feel the weight of the weight of your listenership pressing down on you because the product just isn't what they expected.
That can happen.
I'm wildly familiar.
Yeah,
I have a new special. That's all I'm hearing.
Well, Benmon, thank you so much for coming on the show. Would it surprise you to learn, though, we're running out of time on the show?
It wouldn't, God Scott. Bless. And I gotta get rid of these dogs. They just
Do you need some help with that? Some assistance with the dogs?
That would be great.
Okay. Well, let's do our next feature here on the show first, and then we'll do something about the dog problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you have any extra dog collars, then come loose when you run away.
Yeah, maybe you could use some of the choke mats.
Yeah, the dog collar comes with the choke mat.
Yeah. Oh good.
Okay. I'll buy another one.
All right. Well, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little
would
something
Would you rather?
No, unfortunately, it's not would you rather. This is something called plugs.
Plugs.
Ooh, nice and short. I love it. That was Scott's perfect length of song, that is, by Trevor Smith. Thank you so much, Trevor Smith. I love how short that was.
A legendary bit moved. A good joke and not wasting anybody's time.
I know.
We got fucking businessmen,
Trevor.
Authors. We got people who need to move.
I know, exactly. All right, what are we plugging? Adam, obviously we have Wallpaper out on YouTube now.
Wallpaper, the new special. Wallpaper, the product. And
You get a piece of wallpaper.
I get a piece of all wallpaper. Wow. You should talk to me after the podcast.
Excellent. Yeah,
get in on that.
Do you have wallpaper ideas?
Wallpaper.
What's that?
Wallpaper?
Yeah, wallpaper ideas.
Are you eating some of your cologne? I
took a big bite of cologne, right? Yeah. Right before you said that.
Don't you hate stuff, that? When you bite cologne right into the
great. Now I want cheese.
See?
All right. So wallpaper is out now.
Wallpaper's out now. Podcast, The Grolic Saves the World.
That's right. Yeah, is that a weekly show?
It is a weekly show. Me and my two friends who did Those Who Can't, we call ourselves The Grolics, and we have a podcast every week.
Andrew
we're having
and
a
ben.
Lot of fun. Andrew and Ben.
That's right.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
I love that. And movie lookout, just watch every movie until yours comes out.
Exactly, and I'll let you know which one's mine. I'll be outside the theater. Before I get out of here, can I do a quick crowd work clip with you, Scott? What's your name? What do you do for a living?
My name's Scott. I hate to admit it. I'm a podcaster.
That's fucking stupid.
All right, great. Yeah,
thanks,
right.
Scott. That is
all on
really.
Film?
You,
on
you
your,
have you someone to put a very specific font over that, and from there,
I got a guy. We go going with lime green.
Oh, that's
it. Really makes
crush.
The numbers pop.
That's
I love it. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, no problem. I guess. Gino, what do you want to plug?
I'm just getting into podcasts these days.
Oh,
kind
cool.
of hard. Yeah, and I've been listening to a lot of this podcast called High and Mighty, but also Action Boys, which is like their fucking long ass episodes.
Yeah,
and as an engineer that, you know, I just like the feat of recording. Recently, I heard they had to edit down their Lawnmower Man episode because Patreon couldn't legally upload it because it was too much. So it's just under 4 hours, an episode about Lawnmower Man.
Is it good?
Does it matter?
Ran into that with a 10-hour episode of Comedy Bang Bang. That's you wouldn't think the podcast would have length limitations.
Yeah, I know.
Listening to them. But they do.
So you can check. I hear you can listen to all their shit over at actionboys.biz. And if you if you're a broke motherfucker or you blew all your money on CBB World because you love the basketball guy Bill Walton or whatever,
sure.
you can go to free.actionboys.biz and
really?
Just get a little sniff and get hooked. You know?
Okay, yeah. You should let them have everything for free, and then the people who pay for it, you just give them a taste.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
is this a good business model?
I love this, Scott. This
that's an upside down pyramid. Yeah, Maslow would not be happy with this, but otherwise, I think it'd crush.
the pyramid would crush you.
Matilda, what do you want to plug here?
I have two HeadGum podcasts.
Hey, you have two podcasts?
I do.
But you have, you're so busy directing this film and writing
old.
This film.
I'm a little bit older than you. I'm in my 80s.
Oh, I had no idea.
And one is called Hey Riddle Riddle, where we solve riddles. And one is called Sitcom D&D, where we do D&D in like a sitcom format. Gino was on season 3 of that.
Gino was on this show?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Why weren't you here doing this show?
Well, I was in town and I popped over to HeadGum and they have all exclusively young, attractive people that work there. So I stuck around for
a
while.
I understand. I get it.
Yeah. This one's in your house and you're just walking around barefoot with your size 14
I'm not
flippers.
Barefoot. I'm wearing socks.
Look at those flappers.
By the way, my flappers are down here.
In Burbank.
Benmont, what do you want to plug?
I will plug a
podcast. Just take another bite of your cologne? What's yeah. going on?
Stuff is
man, this guy's got terrible timing.
The dogs are screaming outside.
I will plug a podcast that everybody in this room, I think, has been on, except for Adam, but he's coming on to plug his podcast, I'm sure, after this. Yeah. It's called Mega. It's an improvised satire from a mega church. You can listen to that wherever.
I've been on this show.
You've been on the show. So other
Gino's
people.
Been on the show.
I have not been on this. My third favorite comedian from Long Island has been on it, John Gabris, behind Eddie Murphy and Alec Baldwin.
Right. That's right. Yeah, we've had both those guys on too.
I love Alec Baldwin, man. Poor guy.
Mega
what a fucking bad rap that guy's got. Kill one person by accident. Now everyone hates you.
Do you think they had him look straight down the barrel when they did that show? Too soon.
Let's do take two.
Too late.
much too late. And so, yeah, that's the plug, Scott. Mega.
That's the plug.
That's the plug.
Okay, wonderful.
Mega! Mega. Say it like Sega.
Or MAGA.
No one gets confused for that?
No. Every now and then they do, and you know what? We welcome. It's a big tent, Scott.
Sure, of course. I want to put, speaking of which, big tents, this is I need you to do a theme for the jingle for these big tents.
Okay, great.
At the end.
Yeah, just make sure your outro is long.
Yeah, okay. I want to plug CBB World. Gino, you mentioned it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, CBB World. We have great shows over there. CBB Presents, where people who are on this show, they have their own shows.
I like that Hey Randy one.
Yeah, Randy Snuts has his own show called Hey Randy over there. We have the Batman has his own show.
Like who, me?
Yeah, who me? Yeah, exactly.
The book one?
The book one, yeah. Lily Sullivan has her own show over there. We also do The Neighborhood Listen is over there. I do a movie show called Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watch movies that I haven't seen before. And we also have College Town is so great
I'd
over there.
I'd love to do something on CBB World.
I would love that. What do you want to do? Did one of the first CBB Presents. You did Musical Comma Theater.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
That's right.
I would maybe try to figure out a way, you know, sort out some ownership rights of
what's going on with all that, because I think we announced something and then,
sometimes companies fold and still keep your stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting, but we're still waiting.
Hey, I'm out there hustling every day.
I love
I'm
that
hustling
every day. But head over to cbbworld.com and you can get all that stuff. All right, and also we're doing a show May 8th, I believe, as part of the Netflix is a Joke Fest. And that'll be here in town in LA, and that'll be hopefully just the precursor to some live shows that we're doing a little later. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
What is it?
Oh, baby, baby.
What is it?
Oh, baby.
C-L. Oh, okay. That was Oh Baby Seal by Rosie and the Trucks. That's another good length. I love that. Thank you to Rosie and the Trucks. If you have a plug theme.
Is this a good length, Scott? How's it
put that away, please. You're shooting blanks. Head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and you can hear your songs on the show. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, Adam. Great fifth appearance.
Thank you. I'm
this
honored
is
to
one
be
one for
here.
The books.
I think so.
Not your books, hopefully.
Well, we'll see.
Matilda, maybe.
You don't want to, yeah.
How's this for a title? I Did It My Way.
Okay. I love that.
All right.
Adam Kate Holland's fifth CB. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Matilda. So great to have you on the show.
And thank you for lending me $40,000.
$40,000
now. That's going to be the biggest difference.
Oh, my God. And Gino, always great to have you on the
and
show.
And thank you for lending me 11 credits.
Come back more often. When I say that, I mean every show. You're supposed to be here every show.
You do not want that. And I guarantee your listeners don't.
And Benmont, have you been thinking of any kind of a jingle here?
Oh, Scott. Well, let's target this one to the teens. We'll have teens who want a big tent. Is that what you want?
Teens who what?
Teens who are looking for a big tent.
Teens who want a big tent. Yeah, okay.
Here it goes. Hey there, teens. Hey there, chaps. Everybody's welcome under these flaps. It's a big tent. Big tent. Not Brazilian capoeira.
Okay. We'll see you next time. Oh, the dogs. They're back.
He's freaking dog.
The dogs are back. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.